Mellow Downs.
Thoughts on the evening?
Wow. If it isn't BFM.
Just had the honour of bestowing Avondale Bowling Club with the best hip-hop artist.
Yes, man, it's beautiful. And like every single nominee is a really good friend of mine. But I'm so happy it's going back to Avondale. It's going back to home. So
right on.
Shout out Tom Scott and the whole Avondale Bowling Club. Shout out Church and AP and my homie Diggy from CA. So yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful night, man. This is the realest shit that you have heard in a minute.
I'm killing this flow is infinite. And it's so nice to meet you. We're here with Israel Adesanya.
Hey, what's up, BFM?
Yo, that's us, bro.
I've been on there years ago.
For real? How long ago?
Seven, maybe? Seven, yeah.
Just for a chat or just to hang out?
No, it was a chat with a friend of mine. She was a radio host on there. It was ages ago, years ago.
No doubt. We've been around for a long time.
Yeah. You're welcome to come back.
Of course. We'd love to get you out for a guest selection. Have your people come up. Bro, you are an absolute weapon, man. It's been so good to watch you just climb it and kill it, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Who are you stoked to see?
Me, I didn't even know I was doing this till like 2 days ago. I just got back 2 days ago from the States, so I was doing a media tour over there. But I mean, if I'd known the lineup, I'm still looking forward to it. So far, the opener was great. The one before mine was dope. She was having fun. I was like, man, how am I gonna follow that?
I just saw you on Joe Rogan, man. That was sick.
Oh, that was fun. That was better than the first one, I think. We just had good flow till the UFC suits ruined it. But I mean, it was a good time.
Sick. It's really, really nice to meet you, man. Really, really, almost like proud of where you're at, and I've got nothing to do with you, but I'm stoked.
I appreciate that, man. We're all in this together. Respect.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Oh, what's up, brother? Thank you.
Pleasure, man.
Hey, do you reckon last minute we could get a sting for BFM?
What's up? How I say, hey, what's up? Is this Take two. Hey, what's up? This is the Stylebender, UFC middleweight champion, listening to BFM. Booy.
Hey, the best.
Hi, everyone.
Best group in the land. Shit, it feels good to be talking to you guys, bro.
I'm very happy to see the B. It makes me so happy.
I actually caught an earshot of a question about who wears the pants. And Liz, your short game is ripping at all times.
Currently, I'm wearing pink shorts from Liam. Actually, I can't afford these shorts, but they've lent me these shorts.
Upon reflection, if you guys have got a cauldron for the best group in the land, what are the key ingredients that make the best group?
You need at least three people.
Right. Does two people do it?
No, that's a pair.
Is there an award for that?
Best duo. Oh, no, Riz is two people. They've got their own best group. So.
You
need at least two people.
And what do we know, really?
Maybe a pinch of empathy.
Electricity.
Yeah. Sort of like a general hanger awareness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hanger awareness is extremely
crucial.
Important.
That is super important.
Just like self-hanger awareness and also group hanger awareness. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of sneak up behind somebody and be like, I got you a small snack.
Good awareness of when to have Google Maps ready to help the driver.
I was about to say, you guys have been touring really solidly. So surely, I think that either splits the group or solidifies the group. And I feel like you guys are solid as a rock right now.
Yeah, we've lived to tell the tale.
We've lived to tell the tales. Yeah.
We're loving it. We're loving the progression and the ruling it of the Beths. Congratulations.
That makes me very happy. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Love you guys. Oh, Sting? Do you guys want
to? At the BMA, Sting.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Hi, we're the Beths, and we're just one best group.
And you're listening to 95 BFM.
BFM.
You guys are the OGs. You guys are the OGs. What are you talking about?
Hey, we're in the same company.
Oh, mate. I was there during the BFM Awards, man. Those were the shit.
How do you feel about these awards, like in that kind of realness?
Oh, man.
I know that's a hard question.
Are you guys fishing or?
Oh, I'm just having a conversation.
Okay, cool. Okay, what I truly, like I was just explaining before, man, the first 8 years that we were nominated almost every year with Decons and Born Raid, yeah, man, we didn't get anything. You know, our first ever award was the International Truman Award. So, you know, like, you can't vote for that shit, man. You got to go overseas and
do it.
Gotta do it, bro. So you know, like I was saying before, the BFM Awards back in the days, those were the shit.
Can't buy them.
Yeah. Because real, you know.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Can we just get a shout out to BFM from my mate Savage?
What's up? What's up? This is your boy Savage, still active, still out there. And just a massive shout out to BFM. You guys are the ones that started the whole Decepticons career. And to this day, 19, 20 years later, I'm still grateful to have you guys, you know, do that for us. And yeah, much love, much respect. Yeah. Savage, where the call is down. Oh shit, shake the ass, my movie like the gypsies.
Yeah, we'll get the band. I mean, this is a strongly assembled crew.
Yes, it is.
The steam engine that powers the Avondale machine, you know.
Well, let's look at the album. It's a beautifully instrumental album. Obviously, he's assembled a crew of rad fucking people to lay it down, and here we are.
Almost every good musician in Auckland played on that album, to be honest. Like, the list of people was ridiculous.
It is a collective, right?
We will accept the credit.
I think this is about me. I play tabla, and playing tabla with hip-hop was one of the very unique collaboration for me. The album won this award. It's a very special day for me.
It might be quite fun to catch the process outside of Tom. Like, how did it all go down? Like, how did you get approached? How did the vibe sit in?
So I guess like Tom sort of he sort of like put like a rough sort of sketch, like, you know, like of like some of the songs and stuff, and then he sort of like got us to come in and sort of like, I guess, I don't know, lay over the tracks, like sort of our own sort of.
Was that an audition, or was it like a?
Honestly, like, a lot of my experience was he would like sample weird 70s obscure jazz like loops and then make a beat out of it and then get in a bunch of jazz musicians.
Oh, shit. You'd have to replicate.
And that he would play it to us, and then we would start off by just playing it over and over again, and then slowly go on a jam session and then like record like 45 minutes of shit. Wow. And then he would send it to Truant or someone tasked with like editing it into a fucking hip hop song.
That's great.
And then it would just get fucking like,
it's almost like
bounced around like infinitely like you listen, the album comes out and we're like, oh yeah, I remember that. The recording process like was like 2 years long, man. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's so, almost a Can aspect of like everyone just gets in a room and jams for a long time and hits the
totally.
Room.
That's yeah.
That's pretty much the process.
There's like heaps of thrown away tracks.
No doubt. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. I guess we can look forward to 10 years from now, some kind of really gnarly B-side record, right?
Yeah, totally.
Well, the original, like, loops. Hook.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like, yeah, like just start off with a loop and then improvise and then slowly turn into total chaos. Yeah.
I love
it. And then he just takes what he likes and turns it into a song.
And what a great result. Congratulations, guys. Enjoy yourselves. You've done such great work.
Shot, brother.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
I'm sorry.
And then,
no, I shouldn't have gone. Troy Kingy, Best Roots. Oh, yeah. It sucks when you say it like that, eh?
Oh, no, seriously, that's awesome. I'd be stoked if I was Best Roots.
Best Roots. Here we are.
So you sort of overcame the pre-gig nerves, got into it. How was it out there?
It was cool.
Did the room feel good?
It did, actually.
Sound good on stage?
It's hard when you got in-ears and you don't know what the vibe is because you can't hear anything but your band for your in-ears, so... but everyone looked like they were into it, so yeah, it was cool, man.
When you assemble the crew, it's kind of a trust fall at that point, and you know everyone's pretty sick.
I'm lucky I've got the band that I've had for a little bit now, so trust those dudes. And these guys that you just saw coming just a second ago, I put a call out last week on Facebook looking for Indigenous peoples, and we got them, and that was them.
That's cool, man. Right on, rad.
Yeah, sure, bro.
Does it take a while? Obviously, you're running with like a bit of a brass section out there. Mm-hmm. Does it take a while to get the feel right with those players at all?
So, Guy, who played keys for Avondale Bowling Club, he played all the horns on my album. And then he was the one who suggested Forrest, who plays horns for Stranger Arousing, to come on as a second trumpet. And then he's from Strangely Arousing as well, and I wanted the three-piece. I only met him yesterday, and Guy kind of got them in line, and I just let them do their thing. Man.
I've got to say, you're my Telecaster hero right now. You're the one rocking the telly and holding it down, bro.
Oh, fuck, thank you. I've had that for a while now. It's only a Mexican. It's a Mexican one. I've had it since 2010.
It looks like your baby. I've seen you with it for a few times.
I've had it. It's only because I can't afford anything else, but
it feels
it's
good.
Yeah. And it's been on all my albums, so there you go.
Bye, man. Yo, keep up the good work, man. We really appreciate it.
Did we get a voice idea for you last time?
Can we get a little BFM sting?
This is Troy King, and I'm talking to your boys from BFM. Aha!
I'm Mike and Holly.
Whoa,
what
I'm busy.
actually, Mike, I had an agenda. I wanted to ask what you thought about Steve Gunn the other night at the Tuning Fork.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely amazing.
He's a spiritual warrior, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. His musicianship, I mean, just incredible. And to see him in that sort of environment as well, it was a real privilege, actually. I loved it. Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
And thanks for the shout-out, too. I heard about it.
thank you very much.
I know this is a little radio piece, but Mike McRoberts just got a little bit of a sparkle in his eye talking about Steve Gunn, which is great.
It's not often I get that sort of street cred. It's awesome.
Hey, Mike, do you reckon you could give us like a little sting, like, hey, this is Mike McRoberts, and I love Steve Gunn and BFM.
Kia ora, good evening. This is Mike McRoberts, and you're listening to BFM. And what about some Steve Gunn?
As the steady heads rush,
ladies and gentlemen, Tom Scott. Hey, yo, man, we just caught the rest of the band. Everyone's fucking stoked. You've done a great thing, and it's so powerful the way that you speak about how it's going down. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
Pie, man.
Cheers.
Are you just cruising out? You're trying to stack these things up. They don't stack very nicely. But
I don't want to be winning shit, man. No, I'm going to have to be a winner.
No, but that's good, bro, because everyone's looking at the winner, and you represent the vibe so nicely, man. And you always got such right-on stuff to say, and I don't know, I'm real proud of you, bro. I don't even know you, so you know what I'm saying?
Nah, same, bro.
I feel stoked.
You know, we're mates. Like,
that's
how it is.
It's rad, bro. We just met the crew outside, and I was just like, how do you make music like that, man? How does that work?
I think, like, you just go through a year, and by the time you're, you know, through with the years, you would have had a moment in it. Everyone, you know, like, just wait for the depression to come around and then be sitting in front of a microphone at the time.
That's blues.
Yeah, huh, bro? I think so. And, like, it doesn't come around heaps. You know, like, you don't really have something to talk about every day. So as long as you can realize at the end of the day, like, okay, well, that was another day done, I tried, then you'll stay sane, I think.
Like, just talking about the development of a song, you know, like when you're putting together an album, like, where do you start, or what would be like the spark or an inspiration for, like,
I can't remember where it ever starts, bro. Because I'm never at the start, eh? Like, I can't remember. You just find yourself there sometimes, eh? And you're like, ah, okay, that's what it's about.
Especially if you're telling, like, a tale that's kind of been told before you were around, and you're retelling it.
Yeah, hard out. And try to figure out what moment you're in. You know, that's really hard, man. Like, am I depressed right now? Oh, shit, I am! You know, until you get, like, that insightful, you don't really realize what's going on. So I think sometimes what happens with writing is that you accidentally start predicting what's going to happen because your subconscious is writing it, and your subconscious is kind of the only one that's aware of where you are. Like, you're about to fuck things up, man, and you're like, oh shit, what? And then it really happens like that. I know it sounds fucking...
No, that's
spot on. Do you think there's an element of being able to work something out and being like, look, I can actually reflect on whatever I'm feeling or whatever I'm doing and be able to walk away from it and go like, look, that was a situation, but I'm on to the next thing.
Yeah, exactly. You just summed that up too well, so I've got nothing to add to that.
Can we get a cuddle, bro? Can we
please. Please.
No sting.
Good work, bro. Good work. Keep up.
I want promote so I can come
out. Yeah, hard. You're welcome.
You're so
a pleasure, bro. Okay, thanks, man. Bro.